Shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hippo Juice is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, your Android phone, BlackBerry phone, and webOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
On your phone.
Phone.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
More Like Radio, less like crap.
A lot of the young people know what I'm talking about. A lot of young people in the crowd. It's cool to have my own generation in the crowd, too. Like anyone, yeah, it's nice. Because we can talk about a lot of the same shit. A lot of times they'll do corporate parties and they'll be old people and they'll be like, talk about World War II and shitting your pants. And I don't have jokes about that. But we have stuff in common, you know? Like, who here, like me, owned the original Nintendo? The original fucking Nintendo. It's the best thing ever. You could never improve on the original Nintendo. They tried to make all this new shit. The only thing that would have made it better is if it fucking worked. That would have helped a little bit. Because you'd be blowing into the thing all day. And only you could fix your own Nintendo for some reason. Your friends would try to do it and be like, that's not how you do it, asshole. You slide it towards the edge and to the right and play easy listening music. There's a book that I shove in here. Where's Stephen King's It? We can't play Super Mario Brothers unless we have Stephen King's It. You know what's sad is there's a few nerds in the audience going, Stephen King's It would be way too big to shove into a Nintendo. Even paperback, you couldn't do that at all. We all had our own ways of fucking keeping our Nintendo working. You go to your friend's house, he'd have like four fucking pencils coming out of it. Don't touch it, it's perfect. After that, I thought that's how you fixed everything too. I'd be like, why isn't my car starting? This Coke is flat. You cheated on me, you whore. It was, her vagina was broken. So I fixed it. You fixed the vagina. It needs to work out. Whether you owned a Nintendo or not, you knew that song was like the anthem for our generation, wasn't it? Remember this part? Level 1-2? Da-da-da-da-da-da. It was like scary for some. It was scary for some reason. You're sitting there like, you got all the way to a flag, bitch. Watch out. Da-da-da-da-da-da. How much did it fucking suck being player 2 in Super Mario Brothers? Holy ass fuck, you'd have to wait like 4 days for your fucking turn. 4 days. It was terrible. And finally you did get to play and player 1 would just pause it whenever you jumped over a hole, which like totally threw off the game for some reason. Dude! Oh, I'm sorry, dude. That's the losing song, parents. How are you guys? These parents are looking at me like, I don't know what you mean at all. I don't understand what's happening here. You're the parents that played Nintendo once, right? Remember when you tried to get your parents to play and then it just pissed us off because they never held B down to make Mario run fast, right? You're just sitting there like, hold B down, Mom, God damn it! Mario doesn't just walk. They have Mario like slowly walking to fast music. He just looks in the camera and starts crying, you know? It's a generational thing. Isn't it weird that we have our own generation now? Like, I'm 27. When I go to high schools and talk about Nintendo, they're like, what do you mean original Nintendo? Only two buttons? What's happening? I don't understand. What do you mean? That song's weird. That's not a good song. I don't understand anything. I'm retarded. That's how they talk in high school now. They say I'm retarded to me. They don't even get the commercials were different back then. 10 years ago, we had better commercials. Remember Sunny Delight? They ran the best fucking commercial campaign ever because they ran 40 of the same commercial just with different actors in every one. Every Sunny Delight commercial would be like three guys that were about 15 years old in the backyard, and then one of them's like, what do you got to drink in the fridge? Like so excited about their shitty fridge. Remember that? And then they go to the fridge and it's like, well, we got some soda, some purple stuff, Sunny D! And it was behind Brand X soda and some purple shit that they can't even identify. Of course you're gonna pick Sunny D. That doesn't mean it's a good drink, you guys. If you came to my house and you're like, what do you got to drink? And I'm like, well, we got some ketchup, some gravy, my grandma's pissed, Sunny D! You'd be like, is there any lead in your water? Because I hate all four of those things. That should have been Sunny Delight's slogan, Sunny D, for when your choices are even shittier than Sunny D. Because I don't know if you guys remember, Sunny D tastes like a fat clown's asshole, you guys. It's a shitty drink. I don't know who came up with Sunny D and was happy. Some guy's like, I like the taste of orange juice and baby medicine. Can we combine that? That would taste like shizzy nizzy.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty. This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
I'm an adult, kind of sexually repressed, you know, been a little lonely. Hour doesn't seem that far. Would be a little far for just normal sex, but if he's saying something crazy that I wouldn't get normally.
Ferrari?
According to my brother.
But driving her Ferrari. Yes. Yes.
According to my brother, like, she was like the kind of girl who'd be like, can I call you sir? Like, she was like giving all like the indicators of have your way with me.
Okay. Now, Dutch, I want to turn this around on you. Okay. Yes. So you meet this girl on Tinder, whatever. She's like, hey, you want to drive an hour out of your way to come have sex with me? Oh, by the way, my five sisters are living with me.
On my way.
Yes.
On my way.
I would
immediately
be there.
And yes. I'm already there.
She would say hello and she would hear. Yeah, what's up?
Here's the difference, Mitch, is that like there's not a physical danger there. I could take five bitches all day. All day. If they want to try and rape me, I can punch my way out of that fucking mess.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
Italiano vero. Italiano vero.
MoreLikeRadio.com, a new standard in internet radio.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on MoreLikeRadio.com.
I'm throwing it back tonight. Remember this shit?
I sure do.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Dutch and Royce here on MoreLikeRadio.com. It is Tuesday, August 25th, 2015. Our number is 954-573-2780. I am Joel Dutch Van Wegerden. The guy sitting next to me in Florida is Royce Lopez.
Hello.
Sitting next to him is Marie Lopez.
I'm actually sitting diagonal.
Diagonal. Then we also have Sherry Dahl.
Hi.
And Mitch Heil.
Across the pond, as I like to say.
Well, I guess there's a few lakes thrown
pond
in there.
Pond of land.
There's probably pond several ponds and lakes and rivers and streams and other things.
So, like I said before, if you guys are going to get in touch with us, 954-573-2780, we will take any and all calls. Because you guys used to call way back in the day, and now I don't know what happened.
Well, we hope they call tonight, because the whole second...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
The whole second hour, we're going to be talking about all these personality profiles, and we're going to... We all took these personality profiles before the show, so you want to stay tuned. If you really want to get to know us, mm-hmm. You're going to find out for sure. And we want to hear people definitely call in for this, because I want to hear what other people are, if other people are the same way.
Well, not only that, but we're having our good friend and also professional psychologist, Dr. B, helping us to explain our personality types in greater detail.
Right. Oh,
psychologist. I thought he was a psychopath.
Well, also
well,
that.
He's both, really, for
so,
being honest.
So totally stay tuned for second hour with our friend Dr. B and Colin if you want to. But first hour,
he's the
obviously.
Only freestyling psychologist I know.
Indeed.
Nice teaser, boys.
Yeah.
And girls.
It should be fun. We've been doing this today and reading all about it. And it's actually really ridiculous. ridiculously accurate. I don't know if you read yours, Dutch, but it's fucking spot on.
Yeah, we'll probably still laugh at you, but we laughed at you hard when we read yours.
I was laughing at you.
Even like, the little cartoon looked like you.
I was looking at, that was hurtful.
No, no, that's not hurtful. It wasn't even a
we'll get into that in okay, a second.
Second hour.
But it was just.
Speaking of a teaser though, like, dude, did you get a lot of response from last week's Hippo Juice show?
About what?
Just the huge argument that we all had towards the end of the show.
Oh yeah, we did. I haven't talked
to in years, like randomly texting me or Facebooking me, going, "Dude, listen to last week's show, and you're an idiot. You know what we're talking about." Or at the same token, like the next message would be like, "Dude, I totally agree with what we're talking about. Those two guys have no idea what they're talking." You know what I mean? Dude, it was fucking.
No, nobody gives me that garbage, but mostly because they're afraid I'll scream at them. So
yeah, I didn't get any feedback.
Oh.
But then I know what you mean, cop thing. You know, people get too excited. Me and Dutch fall out of time. Everything's fine. Everyone calm the fuck down.
Actually, I think everyone just likes Royce and I better, and they just shit talk you.
That's not true.
I was having people from both sides. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, it was a really decisive conversation.
That show ended. That show ended really. It was hot. It ended hot.
It got heated.
We were definitely coming into the burners in the last week. If you know what we're talking about, listen to Hippo Juice from last week.
Good show, though.
Sean got into a heated debate towards the end.
It was a good show from beginning to end, actually. It was one of those.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I don't know. People are like, oh, fuck. But I don't know. I think honesty is way better when two people disagree than that. Hey, we're Morning Zoo. And then, you know, you end up breaking up and doing.
I was going to say, how much fun is it when everybody agrees on a show?
The upside is this. Me and Dutch scream at each other. So me and Dutch will never break up because we scream at each other and we're honest with each other on air. Unlike other people that hold it in for 7 years and the one guy becomes an alcoholic and starts a fucking podcast.
Exactly.
And the other guy's.
It's a lot better to have a lot of mini explosions than it is to have like a huge volcano. Yellowstone.
But wait a minute. What's the thing when you have several major explosions on a constant level? What is that?
Japan.
That's Marie and Royce's relationship.
We're Japan.
Pretty much.
So anyways, what did you guys do this week?
Oh, we had tons of fun.
Yeah? What'd you do?
Well, it was super random. Let's just put it out there. This was not planned.
No.
It just happened.
So we went over to our friend. Friday night, first this really quick because I did want to plug something. Friday night, we went over to our friend's house, Jesse and Benny. It was their birthday. And we hung out over there. And that was a small get together. It was just really fun. And actually, I started doing something and everyone started doing something now. And I recommend everybody do this. And I think it's good. And do this when you're with a group of friends.
Anal.
Okay, two things I recommend you do. Number one, when you're arguing about something, like it happens, you know, you hang out with your buddies and you're drinking and someone's like, hey, who was that guy that Mitch knows because I called him.
Yeah.
Who was that guy in that movie? Or what was the name of that movie? And everyone was about to grab their phone. I was like, nobody look at your phones. We're going to have a human.
Dude, I do that too.
Right? Isn't it great?
I'm like, no. Like, you have to just know this kind of stuff. Yeah.
I was like,
I feel like I'm cheating if I look it up.
So
I was like, let's have a human interaction for a second.
So our human interaction, we couldn't think of the movie. Then Royce phoned a friend, so we called Mitch. Mitch also couldn't think of it. And then I was like, well, I will look it up. And then pantomime the answer, hoping that they would get it.
Yeah, so we couldn't figure it out. So then, we did call Mitch, and I think the question was, what was the movie that Steve Martin was in where half of his body was taken over by a woman? Exactly. Nobody knows the name.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Right? So we were sitting there, and before I give the answer, I'm going to let the chat room give a chance. And actually, if someone knows it, call in 954-573-2078. Don't
look it up.
And by the way, it was a really hard title to pantomime.
Yeah,
So they didn't get it when I was trying to explain it to them.
Yeah, apparently, you can't pantomime of. No, seriously, think about that for a second. You can't of or the. Try.
You
can't.
I don't know. I don't know.
It was kind of like when Milhouse's dad was trying to draw dignity.
it was like a circle. A circle with a dot in it. I'm like, what? I don't know. Dignity.
So anyway, I called Mitch and Mitch was no use. And I said no. And I put him on speaker. I'm like, don't Google it. What's the name of the movie? He couldn't find. This is a piece of shit useless.
That party, we also defined a new acronym, FAF.
Oh, Florida is fuck.
Florida is fuck. Because that was exactly what we were being.
There was some shit that's still Florida. Anyway.
Anywho.
That's
besides the point.
So we try to figure all that out. That was fun. We're just hanging out over there. But I do want to plug something. And in Dutch, didn't you have something you wanted to plug with also one of your girlfriends?
I don't have it pulled up just yet. Like, give me a second.
Well, let me plug mine.
She just got home from work. If anything, I'm going to let her plug it later. But we can do that later.
Really quick, with my friend Jessie, it was her birthday. She had a stroke recently. She had a stroke recently.
While she was in the hospital and her stuff was in a locker,
photographer. They stole her really. Her and really Mitch, you know camera? How expensive the fucking camera.
Oh, yeah. Thousands of dollars.
It was like $1,700 camera. They stole all her shit.
Yeah. Since it was also her birthday, we just donated money to her, you know, raise money for a new camera fund as a birthday gift.
So it's GoFundMe.com/JessieLane, JesseieLane. Give anything, a dollar, whatever. Just help, though, because she really needs it. And she's a good photographer, too.
She's Florida as fuck.
She's Florida as fuck. Now, the next thing we did, and this is when we got fun. Our buddy Joe, the other guy I kissed besides Dutch, we went over to him and Joyce's house to go hang out like we normally do. But they were playing. Oh, and there's a new Pastor Royce too. Anyway, they were playing, and because he was trying out a drummer, he plays guitar, and Joyce's brother plays bass, and they were doing a band. So I brought some of my mic equipment to help record them. So while we do that, we're inside, and I'm inside with Joyce and Marie, and we're like, what should we do?
And
the girls
and us ladies were all like, well, I don't really want to cook anything.
Why would you sound so?
I mean, I'll explain. We were swinging indoors because she also does aerial yoga.
Phrasing. And say that differently.
We were having sex indoors.
No, we weren't.
Oh.
No.
She had a yoga swing.
She had an aerial swing. So we were literally swinging side to side indoors as we were planning our dinner. And we're like, I don't want to cook. Let's just get some cheese and fruit and some like hard cooked cured meats and wine and just have a wine and cheese party.
And I posted a picture. Mitch, if you can find that, I posted it in the
first.
Pro tip, make a mimosa with sherbet instead of orange juice. Way better.
Champagne and sherbet.
Ooh. Yes.
We were doing that as well.
I'm gonna write that down. I think Kelsey that would actually appreciate that tip.
Good idea.
And the last part of dinner was us trying out her new vegetti, which we like to call a vegetti because vegetti sounds like you're saying vagina. So we like to say it more Italian, but
vegetti is this thing that turns like vegetables into noodles.
Yeah. You like twist a zucchini in it and it turns it into zucchini string so you can use it as pasta.
Right.
So
we did that. Now we had all this wine and cheese stuff set up and the mimosas and all that stuff. And then
very fancy.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly. That's the point.
Marie put on her
hold on to that.
Marie put on her fancy hat.
I put on a fancy hat because sometimes we like to wear fancy hats. Yes, thank you, Mitch. That was our wine and cheese platter party.
Look at that.
That we put together and
it's pretty nice.
It was quite fancy.
That was FAF.
Yes,
fancy as fuck.
And also
Florida.
And Florida's
so
fuck.
Anyway, we
so our friend Joyce
fancy out of, as Florida
out of nowhere.
Now this was at now keep in mind this is at 7 o'clock.
7 p.m. She just says, and I don't even remember what it was, something in a British accent, to which I replied in a British accent, to which Royce replied in a British
7
accent.
7 p.m. till midnight, Dutch. Everybody was speaking in a British accent in the house.
The entire night.
I have never.
That's so annoying.
Let me finish. I have, yes.
Why would you all
and also
that?
Hilarious. I have never seen people work and props to Joyce because she fucking stuck right on it because she's the one that started it. Now, I've never seen people stick for a bit so long to only entertain themselves because it was for nobody else. So everyone's speaking
those
British.
Those are always the best, though.
Like now, get this.
Just to entertain yourself.
Joyce has her phone. Her mom calls. They start. Joyce puts her on speakerphone. Marie and Joyce start talking to her mom in a British accent. Her mom, without missing a beat, the entire phone call, British accent. And she sounded like a British mom.
No explanation.
No explanation.
She just opens up the phone, puts it on speaker. Hello, mom. How are you doing?
And she, out of nowhere.
And she goes, hello, dear Joy. And she just goes immediately into it. And I'm like, oh my God, this is getting really surreal.
So, yeah, because I'm sitting there crying laughing at this point because it was like a 10-minute phone call of real information was being passed back and forth, but she was calling her mum and, you know, stuff like that. And I'm like, why are you guys still doing this? Because at this point I had stopped the British accent. So yeah,
Royce gave up, but Joyce and I stayed in character
right.
the entire night.
The whole night until
and
midnight.
And it was fantastic.
That's so annoying, though.
It was fantastic because I was able to use different insults that I normally would not use because mm-hmm. I was using British slang.
Yes.
Give me an example.
I was being extra mean because within a British accent, you can say things and it sounds more polite.
Yeah.
So I was saying to one of the people that was in the band that he really is my friend. But at the time I was like, you know, in this accent, he almost seems tolerable.
Yeah. It was fucking, it's a good insult because he started doing an accent for Rodney, the bassist. He listens to the show, the bassist, that Joyce's brother was doing the accent. But for whatever reason, he started an Australian instead.
He couldn't hold the British accent, so he just was like, I'm just going to go Aussie, mate.
And Marie's like, you know, this accent, you're actually tolerable. It was just so mean and so dry. And I was like, oh God, even the humor's British. It was the whole night. I've never seen people stick to a bit.
And the evening ended in us deciding to watch a British movie. So we watched Saving Mr. Banks.
By the way, great movie. Saving Mr. Banks, that's Tom Hanks plays Walt Disney in it. Really good.
It's a good movie?
Dude, fantastic. Okay. Yeah, no, and I went into it knowing nothing about it. And, you know, not as much Jew hating for Walt Disney as I would have liked, but it was a Disney film. And Colin Farrell's in it.
Wait a minute. Am I finding the audio that I sent Mitch and Sherry? Hold on. Was this what I played when I was...
You know, guys, for the rest of the night, we will all be talking in British accents, so it would be lovely if you guys would play along.
Oh, it's a terrible British accent.
I was also drinking. I'm not very good at
now,
it. You know that.
Marie but I was sent, fun like we hold on.
I sent that to Mitch and Sherry.
Now, Marie was drinking. Now, in the neighborhood, they tell you have to stop playing music by 11 o'clock. They're playing in the garage. Joyce sends Marie out to the garage to tell the guys out there, you know, Joe and Rodney, hey, you guys got to stop playing. You got to quiet down. Now, let me show you what Marie did instead. They talked
oh,
her
no.
in.
Oh, no. Do you have the
yeah,
audio?
Yeah, oh, I have the audio.
Oh, God.
This is what hammered Marie walks out there.
So, okay, and I had full intention of just telling them to be quiet, but I had to say it on microphone, so I started singing.
Okay, let me play it here. Oh, it gets good, I promise. And then a guitar solo.
That was my song that says you guys have to be quiet now.
So instead of going out there and quieting them, she started doing apparently...
It wasn't
some sort of.
It was not my fault.
Godsmack cover.
I started out really quiet, like, "Hey, you guys, yeah. you need to stop." But then they started playing
louder.
But then they started picking the drums.
Yeah,
started
you heard
getting
the
faster.
Drums are going.
And so I was like, "Oh my God, okay." And I just kept going with
it. You just started ad-libbing with it. That was funny.
Yeah.
So I did not plan on it. And then after at the end, I was like, I need to go back inside.
Did everybody see you in the band?
I was like, I need to go back inside. That was not what I was trying to do. I was trying to get you guys to stop, and I just started yelling. I'm sorry.
Also, there was a new Pastor Royce recorded. Would you like to hear that?
Sure.
Okay. This was Pastor Royce's song. Oh, I have a song. I have a song now, by the way.
Wait, so they were in the middle of a song. They just said Pastor Royce.
Yeah, he called me out there and he goes, come on, we're doing a Pastor Royce. I'm like, all right.
Good evening, Pastor Royce here. Now, I get asked a lot of questions because the Lord works through me.
Yeah!
I was asked the other day, Pastor Royce, I'm a white woman from Kentucky.
Yeah!
I had an affair with an African-American man.
I love the background noises, by the way. Can I point that out?
Again, we were
the
all...
congregation's getting bigger, brothers.
We were all pretty drunk.
Yeah, everyone's fucked up.
I knew about my little lot of baby. I tell you what you do. The answer's right here in Psalms.
I flipped through the Bible, by the way, and just picked the verse.
Psalms 101. I will sing of the loyalty and justice to you, O Lord. I will sing. I will study the way what is blameless. What shall I attain? Woo! Now, ow! What does that mean?
Praise the Lord.
That means that half of that baby can still go to heaven.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm not going to say which half, but the half that has credit.
Pastor Royce gets a little more racist when he's drunk, so you have to forgive that. A little bit.
Actually, at the same time, gay.
Now, let me ask, will they accept this mulatto baby?
No, Jesus. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, Jesus.
He was confused. He was a little confused.
Oh, yes, maybe. I don't know.
Brother Rodden is confused.
Yeah, well, Brother Rodden is confused. Brother Rodden has been snake charming.
Amen, brother.
He has.
Praise the Lord. Now listen, Rodden. It's okay. We've all caught ourselves at the business.
Yeah.
We've all caught ourselves at the business end of the glory.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Sometimes you like a delicious cock in your mouth. I get it. Just make it a white one, Rodden. A white one.
I'm very homophobic and racist when I'm drunk.
You're
apparently.
I'm referring to you. This is a character. This is Pastor.
Yeah, I mean, Pastor Royce gets a little loose-lipped when he has some booze. Pastor Royce.
By the way, if I recall correctly, yeah. Isn't this where this whole dumb character was born? Like,
yes.
All hammered
in the same place. Yeah, it's fucking terrible.
Jesus, he was white, and right here it says in Isaiah 27:3. Oh Lord, your hand has lifted, but they do not see it. Let them see your zeal of your people and be ashamed. Now you should be ashamed.
You should be ashamed. I feel the Lord's conviction. I'm sorry.
Out demon.
Little African boy.
Now here's what you have to do.
I love you.
Down the street there's an
African.
Congregation
please,
this time.
Please, Master, please don't hit him with that Bible.
I was hitting him with the Bible. Pretty much that, you get the gist of it.
Pastor Royce was.
Yeah, Pastor Royce was hit. I'm sorry, I keep saying me because I sometimes I see myself in him because he's so holy.
And the same name.
Right.
He's not holy at all. He's a terrible pastor.
Oh, but Pastor Royce spells it is R.
Preacher of all time.
Pastor Royce is spelled R-O-I-C-E. It's a different name.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's the worst. He is not on base with any of the preachings.
Mm-mm.
I mean, he does a good job actually reading the Bible, but that's it.
That's all.
Translating, not so much.
Translating, he's completely off.
So
you're completely off.
Do not follow the ways of Pastor Royce is what we're trying to say.
Boss says I need to take this character on the road. I would love, actually, me and Joe talk about this. We would love to just show up at one of those church events and say, and I'm sure if you go to one, you could finagle someone into convincing them you're a pastor.
Hell yeah.
And I was planning on shaving, well, not shaving because I'm pretty much balding anyway, but making sure I shave the U in my head, letting the hair grow on the side, right? Wear a white, hold on. So
that much more creepy.
Wait, white button-up shirt with short sleeves and a tie, okay? White button-up shirt, short sleeves and a tie. Wearing Dockers are one size too small, you know, where it's a little too tight.
Yep.
And wearing like those medical black shoes, you know, the shoes that with the Velcro. And just going up there and preaching to the Lord and singing, I bet you I can make money doing that.
See how long you could last before they actually throw you out.
I bet you I could last really, like, really long.
I don't think this guy knows what he's talking about.
No, because you would be amazed to have him be like, this pastor really nails it on the head about them minorities. Yeah. I fucking love this guy. Is,
they probably would not kick you out for the racism. They would kick you out for the homophobia.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, John Oliver's congregation is doing well. Did you see that? We talked about it last week. John Oliver started his own church. They sent, we followed it up this weekend. He was sent so much money in the mail. So much
As a goof.
Yes, and he's giving it all to Doctors Without Borders. But it's just impressive that people just started. They literally sent him a bag of seeds.
We considered sending him something, but we just never got around to it.
But anyway, I've been doing my pastor character long before that British fucking guy came over here, so I don't want to fucking hear it from anybody.
Amen.
Speaking of British, so how did the whole British accent night end? Did you guys just pass out from acute alcoholism or what happened?
Pretty much.
Yeah, we ended up finishing saving Mr. Banks, and then we crashed at their place for the night because they're a drive from us. Yeah. So, and then we went home in the morning.
Yeah,
it was a good night.
It was fucking fun.
That was it. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of anything. I'm sure
we ate cheese. We drank wine. We talked in a British accent.
Oh, God. We go to the grocery store, right? I got to tell this story. I swear to you. Joyce and Marie are very funny apart, but together are the two funniest girls I've ever seen. It's ridiculous. So we were at the grocery store, and it's the weekend, and we're going through the checkout line, and this kid had to be 16, maybe younger, 15, 16 years old, you know, bag boy, bagging the stuff. He was a black kid, but he was albino. He was one of those albino black guys, so he had the freckles and everything.
So God hated him.
Right. So he's standing there, and he's bagging it, and he's being really nice. He's like, what are you guys doing tonight? And we're like, oh, yeah, we're... And we're adulting, and we told him. And anyway, he goes, can I tell you a riddle? And immediately Marie goes, is it like a writing desk? And I start laughing. The cashier starts laughing. Joyce starts laughing. We're all laughing, right?
And he's like, what?
What? He goes, what? I go, wow. I go, that's too old for you,
that
buddy.
Is so old for him, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. But then it gets better. He wanted to tell a fun little riddle, little joke, what he wanted to tell. He goes, and then he tries again. He goes, well, I feel like my thing was steamer. Okay, let me, he goes, do you guys want to hear a riddle? And Joyce is like, sure. He goes,
why was it called the Dark Ages?
Joyce, without missing a beat, says, because the church was suppressing people down and they wouldn't let people get knowledge because they were killing a bunch of people and the church was repressing knowledge and everyone called it the Dark Ages. The kid just looked with a blank stare. And he goes, that escalated really quickly. He goes, I was going to say, because of all the knights.
Funny for him to be that perceptive. Yeah. Be like, that escalated really quickly.
I laughed so hard. The cashier was looking at me and I go, you asked the question, buddy. This is on you.
That's fucking
funny. Ruining that poor guy's night.
No, that's what I said. I told Marie, this guy probably, that's his thing that he does. Like, he tells everyone that walks through a riddle, like, hey, I'm the riddle guy. And he came out there with the two just fucking worst / best.
That actually hit
you can't. It was ridiculous. His mind blew up. He looked like a soul, like at the end of Saving Private Ryan, like Matt Damon, the way he looked in his eyes, like was just dead.
Like
he
looked dead. We killed him a little inside.
Yeah. And we were like, job done.
There's nothing worse than when someone like, it's an obvious like play on words or joke and someone actually
gives you a real answer.
Legit answer. Mm-hmm. Like how much more of an asshole could you be? Joy's an asshole.
Oh, Joyce is amazingly funny. And it fucking cracked me up. And that poor kid is just, he was like, that's what he gets for asking a question.
He probably went home and read more about the Dark Ages.
Yeah. Battery probably told this story to his friends and they thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
Or that.
So get this, guys. I was fucking working at it. And these two cunts.
That dumb bit that I do to try and get people. Yeah.
So here's what happened. it was not. It was very, just very funny. Cool. I think that's all we did.
So that was our weekend. What was yours?
Kelsey and I went camping.
Ew.
Ooh.
For the first time. I haven't been camping since like I got out of college. And man, it was awesome.
Tent? Place. Do you want with a tent or a camper?
We went car camping. So we had tents, but we also had our trucks there.
Okay, cool.
And it was one of those type of camping areas where you had to have a really good four-wheel car.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're climbing boulders and like... And your mic's on.
Oh, I didn't know. And you have to have a good driver for.
Yes, I'll let you drive because you're. Yes. Well, she bought this dumb, like, ridiculous 70s truck.
Okay.
That doesn't have AC or proper wiper blades or radio. It just has, like, a no blacks allowed sticker on the inside. That's all this truck is. And so, essentially, what happened, she has this thing with this ridiculously large lift. And when she first bought it, I essentially was like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Why would you have a 70s truck with such a huge lift? Thank God she had that lift on it.
Why?
Because we were not getting over those boulders or anything with this thing. She actually did a very good job climbing through it. I mean, granted, she was having a panic attack. And you know how 70s trucks weren't built for anybody who's over 5'10"? Well, I'm 6'2", and I think I have a concussion from the amount of times my head hit the top of this fucking cab.
You didn't brace yourself.
Oh, no, I did.
Now
that wasn't enough because this thing had no shocks. It was nothing. But
Was it a campsite that had like porta potties and shit like that? Or just straight camping?
Just straight up camping, shit in the woods. But here's the thing. We had the Colorado River right next to us. Not the one that got polluted.
The EPA did a really good job with that.
Right. They fantastic.
Crushed it.
Awesome.
Crushed it, guys.
We were on the north side of all that, so we didn't have to worry about any of it. But, you know, it was actually a lot of fun. I think she's going to be... Did you post the videos of you trying to drown Pepper?
Oh, no. But
we brought the puppy out in the middle of fucking nowhere. And, like, we were in, like, some cove. Like, you know, it was like a river, like this huge cove. And we went, like, rock diving. It was actually a lot of fun. But, you know, we decided to try and make this dog swim. Well, actually, no, we didn't try to make a dog swim. The second you got in the water, that dog was so codependent on you that it just chased after you and was just... At the second it got in the water, it was like, oh, shit, this is too deep for me.
Right.
I'm going to drown. Aww. I don't know what I just did, and then just started panicking.
Aww. It's when I jumped off the rock. I got out of my head, came up out of water, and all of a sudden Pepper was right next to me.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, 4 pounds.
Was Pepper, like, resting on your breasts?
Oh, she just floated on them. She found her home.
Aww.
Yeah. Well, anything will float on those things.
True.
But
that's true. Very buoyant.
So that whole thing, then we went hiking up a lot further. We all got really injured because we were like trying to do this like ridiculous, like climbing over huge boulders to get to this like crazy spot for fishing, which ended up being really awesome.
Right.
Yeah. Fly fishing, river fishing. Just it was a fun, relaxing kind of thing, which I normally never go camping, but we did it the right way because we went with our friend Ryan and his nephew. A couple of our other friends were supposed to show up and they never ended up doing it. So it was just the four of us. But the highlight of the weekend for me was the second night we were there. I Dutch ovened the shit out of Kelsey.
You ovened her?
Oh, I ovened my God. Her I so bad, up. Dude. She was gagging.
What?
Like, and even I had like bad allergies at the time, so I could barely smell
it through my nose. It was that bad?
Even I could smell how horrible it was. Dude,
Where?
The second we got into the into the tent, we zipped everything up, sealed it up, we're laying down, and I ripped the worst gasser of my entire life. Imagine like not farting or shitting for 3 days straight.
I know.
That amount of buildup.
Yep. I know exactly.
Something died in him.
No.
It smelled worse than any vagina I've ever delivered.
I was going to say, you're a nurse. That was the thing, is that she was just going, she was like, I'm
sick, Joel.
There's nothing that smells as bad. I've been in delivery rooms. I've been in everything. I was so proud of myself. I couldn't have been happier.
Congratulations.
Good job.
Oh, yeah.
The funny thing is, the next morning, Ryan and Taryn, they slept by the fire on cots, and they're like, so... Did you get Dutch ovened or what? Because we just hear you cracking up and then gagging as you're laughing and just say, and Joel going, I Dutched you so good. Well, I got you.
That's how I talk, right?
Yeah, it is.
Whatever, Joel.
But anyways.
Usually sound more douchier. But the worst part is the next morning, he wakes up and he's like, Kels, like purposely wakes me up, pushes me.
I'm
what?
Just like, hey,
what,
are you Joel? Up?
No, but now again. I am. What's wrong? He does unzip the tent. He's like, honey, hold on. Puts his ass outside of the tent, farts again, but then closes the tent. So it just made a big old woof into my face and did it all over again.
Come on.
Couldn't have been proud of myself.
Come on.
It was so mean. You smelled so bad.
Why did you have to wake her up? List of achievements in your life, that one is definitely just made top five.
Why did you have to wake her up for that?
Oh, I had to.
But why?
Well, because you have to.
Sleeping, your sense of smell is weakened and you can't really smell things. So you wake him up.
Mitch knows what I'm talking about. He gets it. You have to, though.
Whoever we mobile is says it was his soul. That's true. Your nasty soul came out of your ass.
It's Dennis.
That's Dennis.
Oh, hi, Dennis.
Dennis.
I'm sorry. I was leaving work when people logged on.
Anywho.
You were really gross. Did you ever shit up there?
No, but when I came down here, I destroyed the bathroom. It was a good thing you weren't here.
Is it about camping that you just don't shit while you're out
because
there?
Because nobody wants to shit out there.
I shit real good.
Oh,
and
yeah?
Pepper followed me, and it was really annoying because I was like trying to push her away and keep weeds from going in my vagina at the same time, holding my squat with a solid poop.
You don't have to be so gross.
Dogs have no modesty.
I'm still in my scrub, so it's allowed. That's just my normal talk.
Pro tip, by the way, because we learned this at Vonnero. Get yourself a bucket from Home Depot and get one of those toilet seat lids that are toilet seats. Way easier.
No, you find a log. You sit on it just right.
Yeah, that sounds way better than a toilet seat.
No, I prefer the bucket with toilet seat cover.
Yeah, I was going to say, too, that's probably a better way. Because, look, we were car camping, let's be honest.
Right.
So you can't make, stipulations of, well, you are allowed to have your car with all your stuff in it in case you have some, we're not backpacking, but you can't shit in a bucket. Yeah, you can.
Yeah, why not?
If you're going to be doing one thing, you're allowed to do the other.
I was trying to shit in the river, and you guys all thought that was gross.
Yes, that's gross. You don't shit in the river.
It's a constant
Nobody
cleanse.
Does that. Yeah, no, here's the thing. She says the last time she was up there, she shit in the river, and like Ryan, me, Terry, we're all sitting there going, no, that's rude. You don't do that. Other people share this river. Like, that's gross.
Yeah, especially people are swimming in it and stuff, too. You don't want to be
all the other animals and the fact that your diseases, you might kill, give giardia to a deer because we get it from them.
Circle of life.
I don't really give a shit about deer, so that's fine.
Yeah, fuck deer.
But fuck deer.
Bambi's already dead.
Yeah, fuck off.
Well, you really hate deer.
It was a very fun camping trip, though.
Ooh, we shot the shotgun. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I have a Remington 860 12 gauge.
What are you, in Tombstone?
Well, Joel did not describe my
I felt like I was in Tombstone.
That's awesome.
Dude.
That's true, man. Fucking
we
river by
you. We were looking for small wildlife every time. Because we would like get in the truck and like go look for wood because the area that we were at, you could tell somebody scavenged all the wood around there for a campfire. So we'd have to get in the truck and go like, timber busting basically to go find, dead trees.
Right.
And man, and I'm sitting, it was like something out of Mad Max, dude. I'm sitting on the back of this fucking, Tacoma with the shotgun, like, in my side. And this is, like, a riot shotgun, by the way, that she has. And, like, we're looking for it. I'm like, hold on. And, like, I'm shooting at birds, squirrels, chipmunks, things that look like they could have been moving, but I just wanted to shoot real quick. Dude, it was awesome.
You call me bad? You call me a redneck with a gun?
You do this every weekend. This was the first time in a long time I've had.
I only kill things I eat. Were you going to eat that squirrel?
Yes.
No. You're a murderer.
Squirrels are very tasty.
Probably a shitty
You're a
shot.
Squirrel murderer.
Well, I was also on the back of a truck, Mitch.
You got that water bottle real good.
Hell yeah. I was actually 3 for 3 on those. Because we didn't have any clay pigeons, so we were just taking like our Gatorade bottles and or beers and just throwing them in the air and blasting them for each other, so...
And it has a retractable, what do you call that?
Stock.
Is that the thing Good that goes on your shoulder?
This had nothing to do with what we were talking about, but when you go back to the specs on the gun.
I'm still talking about my gun.
Okay.
She wants to talk about her gun and her guns.
Bitches.
Anyways.
Joel, next time you Dutch oven me, watch out.
I'm going to shoot you.
Next time I'm going to try and kill you.
That'd be great.
Okay. You guys.
I mean, for the show.
You guys can pause with the whole attempted murder stuff.
Through a Dutch oven? I think every judge would be like, that's hilarious, and you're going to get manslaughter for that. 1 year.
That's fair.
I am going to tell this story real fast, as in Joel is going to, because I got you back
all
for the
right.
Dutch
all
oven.
All yeah, cameras on you.
Well, it's about time. I've been
don't
waiting.
Get nervous.
I've been waiting.
Hopefully there's a good payoff in the story. Make sure that it's concise. You don't say or like a lot.
Man, you're just setting her up for failure. Kelsey, he used to do that to me.
Am I eyes on? I'm staring right
you?
At
you. I love you.
You used to.
No, it's because I want to say it before Joel gets a chance to embarrass me. Even though you Dutch ovened me so bad, I left him a present apparently in the toilet yesterday morning. So when he came home from work, he tweeted it and then
I should have taken a picture of it. I don't know if there was the hashtag like true lust going on Twitter.
Right.
I don't know if you saw that, but I posted
focus
yourself.
Oh,
you're all on focus because you've been moving it.
Why is it not on me?
It's autofocus.
Yeah, it's working really well.
Auto shit focus. So
okay. I don't have to tell you. I don't know how to work this.
There you go. You look like you were in an episode of Cops and they were blurring your face out.
I get home.
So you tweeted a picture of her poop?
No, I should have taken a picture of it. After I flushed. I was like, damn it. Why didn't I take a picture of that?
Why didn't you?
I just asked myself that. So you don't need to ask me twice.
You should think about that next time.
Hey, Dutch, have you thought about maybe next time taking a picture of the poo?
You should really think about that.
For listening to the audience, I'm just staring at this, though.
Yeah, but I don't care.
Yeah, we know.
What? Yeah, no.
Well, I think Mitch and Sherry went camping this weekend, too.
How do you forget shitting, by the way? Or forget flushing after you shit?
It happens. It totally happens. Mitch and Sherry, didn't you go camping this weekend, too?
Did you guys go camping,
yes. Yes, we also went camping this weekend.
But
we didn't do the redneck camping like you did. We went to more of what I would call it a city kids campsite.
Nice.
They have toilets? Like the porta potties and they have actual showers.
Yeah.
And water, you know?
That's not camping.
Was it touristy, though? Was a lot of people around? Because
it was very, very touristy.
Oh, see, that sucks, that's though, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would have preferred a more actual camping thing, but. I think the people that we were with set it up, right, Sherry?
Well, I have a couple friend that she has two babies and she's pregnant, and the only sitter she could get for the weekend was in like an hour away from where we live. So we were trying to find a campsite near her husband's dad. Otherwise, we would have had children to go camping with.
Ew.
Ew.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was a good time, though, but the people we went with, they are good people.
Oh, I hear you.
Not great people.
I hear you.
I get you.
They're nice people.
They're nice and respectable, unlike you clowns.
Yeah.
Hey, that's not nice. Hey,
so.
Sometimes nice is nice.
But no, it's not.
But nice isn't always necessarily fun.
No.
No, it's usually not fun.
I don't like
it. Fun because when they say things, I just say sarcastic things like in my normal me tone.
Oh, and they don't get it?
Love him for
not
it.
Not always, but sometimes when it does go over, they love it.
So how did it go?
It was good. Nothing. We didn't really have any big stories or anything. Like it was really windy and we got rained.
I was about to say, cool story, Hansel.
No, we didn't kill anything.
Why aren't you talking to the mic, you big boobied idiot?
Sorry, I had it.
He turned me off.
Because you were being obnoxious.
Does he do that often?
Yes. His nickname for me all weekend was you big boob little brain something.
That's still a compliment.
It's a good thing that you remember jokes and insults. It's just fun.
I was drinking.
He probably wishes that he has a button for you in real life, too.
I do.
He does. It's called
this. That's what I say to her all the time.
No, he puts his hand up and he just walks away. And then I see him like.
Oh, no, I will later. Do that. Like, well, if she'll be in the middle of a conversation. I'll just put my finger up and just turn and just walk away without saying anything.
And I see him like an hour later.
I actually, funny you mentioned that this weekend, actually played the cool story Hansel clip. I had to find it on YouTube and play it. I don't know what was happening because
it was for me. No, it was Joy. Yeah, you're right. She literally said it to Rodney in that tone.
Yeah,
because he started rambling in his drunken state
about just nothing.
And yeah, and
she was like, "Oh,
cool story,
cool story,
cool story, asshole."
And I started laughing so hard I actually had to find the clip.
It was
thanks,
weird.
Olaf.
It was weird witnessing it when it wasn't her referencing the movie.
Cool story. It's great.
We couldn't stop laughing at that.
So you guys didn't do anything this weekend, basically, Mitch and Sherry.
Definitely, no.
Hey.
But you brought Sterling, right? You brought your dog.
My friends are good.
They're good. No,
are they? Are they though? Really?
We brought Sterling and we brought my dad's dog because they were on a fishing trip, so we were dog sitting. And Sterling is just a fucking asshole, and my dad was all nervous.
He is, sir.
My dad was all nervous. Ruby was all scared and nervous because she didn't have her masters, so it was a new place. Then we took her camping, and then the two of them were just assholes together.
I love the fact that you have the same like feelings towards your dog that I have towards her.
No, I love him, though. I love him. He's just a fucking asshole, and he stopped barking ever.
So he's basically
you. You got to get the bark collar. That will clear it up within a month.
I have highly been considering that, and when I purchase it, I'm going to buy it off of Amazon, off of the More Like Radio website. Just saying.
Good plug. Nice.
If you put it on the lowest setting, nice, it is that of like sticking your tongue on like a 9-volt battery type of a shock that they get. Yeah. It's nothing inhumane. It just reminds them every time they bark, like, oh, this is uncomfortable. Not, oh, ow, no, that hurt a lot.
I will crank it and roll that motherfucker. Okay.
So you both have turned on Sterling?
No, I love him. I love him to death, but that doesn't make him any less.
You guys
of an
sound
asshole.
Like wife beaters.
Really annoying.
Well, he has eaten her second pair of panties.
Oh yeah, he keeps eating your panties.
Funny. He swallowed whole.
He swallowed your panties
again.
Yeah. This is the second time he's done it. He did it last night. We were doing a Skype call, and right before it, he just runs over. Oh.
Have you been eating a lot of bones lately, Sherry?
Hold on. This is the second time you swallowed the same pair of panties, so you washed them.
I'm just saying, my panties taste delicious.
It's a different pair.
Is that your dog?
No, it's
Bob. Right now, that's a recording of him. That's what he does all day.
It's Bob Levy show.
Sherry, that's why you got a UTI last week.
Because
I don't drink them. He might wear them.
He might have been licking another pair without swallowing
it.
Yep,
that is true.
And you have dog tongue.
Holy crap! Badge. That's not a bad. Oh my god!
Sterling went down on you.
Did you? Okay.
Peanut butter.
That's Alan's dog.
We've already established that Sterling has a taste for Sherry's vagina, so it's really unreasonable to think that he licked a pair of panties that you put on and you didn't know it.
Just out of curiosity, it's my panties, and he loves Mitch's socks, although Mitch's socks are too big. So
he likes
inside of her pussy.
He likes sweaty, smelly things. It's fine.
Yeah.
Most dogs do. It smells like mom and dad.
With a sock, and he likes semen.
It just smells like mom, okay?
Guests in the chat room, change your name, said a solid shit in the woods is healthy. I guess, but I'd rather use a toilet like a fucking human.
I would appreciate shitting in the woods, but it's very difficult.
I was going to say, like, you're still shitting in the woods. The location hasn't changed. It's just the comfort level of how you're doing it.
I know. The thing is, you know, I like to, number one, when I shit, I don't have to want to fucking bury it on the fucking ground.
And I usually like to number two when I shit.
Number two when I shit. And number one, both. That's something else that somebody that we brought up a couple times when the girls were talking, and they bring it up a few times. It's like, do you ever have to go to the bathroom and think you have to pee and it turns into a poop? And I'm like, as a guy, not really, because as a guy, you normally go to stand. So you're standing and you're peeing. As a girl, I understand. No,
it happens because sometimes you're standing and you're taking a piss. Like, oh, wait, there's more to this. And then you have to turn around and sit down.
Yeah, it's like a backlog kind of thing.
I would also think when you sit down to pee all the time, your butt would want to poop more often than if you're just standing to pee.
Well, the opportunity presents itself.
Yeah, like if you go stand at a urinal and you're peeing at a urinal in a restaurant, you don't go, oh, I got to shit.
I will shit in the urinal. Yes, I will.
That's not, ew. You're not supposed to, really.
What?
Those little tablets at the bottom don't dissolve poop.
Dutch. I'll Dutch oven my girlfriend serious? In a tent.
Yeah, no, they're just for, they're for smell.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
No, they don't. They're not magic poop dissolvers.
I have close to 14 sorry letters I gotta write.
At least 14. And that's just one restaurant.
Whoops.
Same one.
Yeah. Those guys hate you.
Yeah.
Same urinal. Sometimes the same night.
I had a big meal.
Just clean this.
Oh, God damn it. Dutch is shitting here. Who keeps shitting in our urinals?
We need to stop letting him into Olive Garden. Grimy.
That is the last time he can go to Olive Garden. You're right, Marie.
He's not allowed to eat the never-ending pasta bowls anymore.
He's eating them. I would love. Oh, my God. I would love to go to Olive Garden, order the never-ending pasta bowl, and take it to the bathroom.
Yeah. and just sit on the urinal and eat while you're doing it.
Shitting and eating your butt.
Excuse anybody who's just walking.
Yeah.
Sorry. Like, that just totally reminded me.
This is what Italians do.
Yeah. Dude,
so this reminded me of a conversation I walked into at work the other day where this woman was like, I was flabbergasted because I saw this dude walk into a bathroom holding an ice cream cone and he walks out still holding and enjoying the ice cream cone.
Well, he could have held it in one hand and peed.
Well, that's what everyone was saying. Was were they Statue of Liberty yet? Like,
no, I've walked into a bathroom with a beer.
Statue of Liberty.
That's, they were using it as a verb. Was he Statue of Liberty yet? Where he's
like, you don't even want to think about it, any kind of like a split, like not even because you know you're not gonna think about like drips on it, but like the mist that comes up after you pee.
Like, you really had to hold it up and make sure that you do everything with only one hand and don't switch hands halfway through. Right. But she was just like, I can't believe he just walked in and walked out with still enjoying the ice cream cone. Just put the ice cream cone down. Have someone else hold your ice cream cone.
Sorry, ma'am. Have you not heard of multitasking? Dudes with dicks are allowed to do that.
Yeah. Hey, Mitch, what happens when you multitask when peeing?
Oh, I dropped my phone in the toilet.
Loser.
I love you guys.
Have you gotten that thing situated yet or no?
Oh, yeah, I got a new phone.
As a matter of fact, some of the best bars that you go to have a little, by the urinal, have a little
holder?
Place to put your beers.
Ice cream holder.
They should.
That would be really weird if they had like a beer, like, you know, a set there and then a smaller one and it has a little size ice cream cone.
Or even weirder, have an ice cream dispenser in the bathroom.
No, I don't want ice cream that near to shit. I'm sorry.
When you go to dry your hands, it just starts coming out.
No, I don't want that sounds unsafe. You can't clean your hands with dairy product. I don't believe that's something you should be doing.
You don't do it at the same time. You do one and then the other.
Open wide.
I sometimes like a little frozen treat after I go to the bathroom.
I fucking hate hand dryers, by the way. Give me paper towel. I don't want to go through your fucking robot blowjob to get my hands clean. I want to fucking get a paper towel like a goddamn adult and I have to sit there and go.
I really like the really fast ones that make your hands all wrinkly and wavy.
No. First off,
they still don't get you fully dry.
Even the ones
they're gross. But I like watching my hands ripple.
There's the old.
You are a simple woman, aren't you?
I'm a basic bitch, as they say.
You ratchet asshole. I don't mind the newer ones are like the ones where you dip your hands in are a little better, but they're still not perfect. But the old school ones, like those the ones they had at school, where it's just a tube that blows germ air in your fucking hands.
Why are they packing?
Oh my god, are my hands getting wetter? What's happening?
Why do they pack it with so much germs?
Because it's like supposed to be hot air, but it's just lukewarm toilet air, and it's like, what's happening?
So many germs.
I hate those things. I fucking hate them. And you know what else I hate? Because fucking Royce is going to talk about things he hates now. Those water fountains. Well, you know you have two water fountains next to each other, but they're directly connected to the same water line. So if you're drinking and then someone drinks at the one next to you, it just drops the pressure down. You're like, God fucking damn it.
That's what you're going to complain about
now?
Yes,
I'm complaining about that.
What's the deal with water fountains in the same water line?
It's good. Doom, 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 doom.
You just wait until they're done and then.
No, I'm not going to wait. I'm a man on the go. I need my H2O to go.
You're really complaining about
I call it H2Go.
Water fountains.
Because I need to have water at all times.
In 2015, you're complaining about water fountains.
First off,
Mitch, this is the 2015 what?
Oh, we're living in a 2015 post-California drought era.
Oh, that's Pimby post everything.
I hear that. All that at least once or twice a day from
in Minnesota they talk about this?
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
Mitch
no,
does.
Yeah, we're living
Mitch
in
does.
Yeah,
we're oh, you son of a bitch.
A drought era. We need to conserve.
You know why? Because he went to LA.
You need to be respectful.
You know what? 2015 doesn't even have a cool nickname. Is there a cool nickname for 2015?
Too
I
young?
Can't even think of anything on the time.
I'm gonna call it Diamond and Nickel.
What was that?
Diamond and Nickel?
What was that, Mitch?
No,
my joke was good. Year of the Dragon or some shit? Whatever those...
Year of the... No, not China. Not that chink bullshit. I'm talking about good old-fashioned American. Sorry, Asian American bullshit.
Oh, Merck of 2015. Oh, that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
I believe it's the year of Ashley Madison.
Oh, you're right. It's the year of Ashley Madison, which what we figured out is humans like to fuck. Congratulations.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently, humans like to have sex.
No.
And it freaks people out.
We'll talk about that after the break.
And our personality profiles.
And our personality profiles.
They're very important.
More like radio, less like crap.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my god, that's hilarious! Let's say it three more times.
Oh, God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Oh, down, bow, down, wow, dee, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge cum.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Hey, everyone. It's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show.
And Dan, also from the Cousin Joe Show.
And we are here to talk about No Station Required, which is what?
It is our documentary about internet radio and podcasting.
Correct, Dan.
I know, because you told me to say that.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And we're talking to you because we need your help.
We need your help.
If you could go to tinyurl.com/nostationrequired,
go there.
You could help us on Indiegogo to fund the film.
Fund this film.
It is almost guaranteed. No, it's guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Whatever show you're listening to right now will be featured in this documentary.
That's true.
Along with others of your favorite shows right on this very station, More Like Radio.
Word.
So go there, tinyurl.com/nostationrequired. Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, listen to our show Thursday nights from 7 to 10.
Yeah, listen to our show, damn it.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on morelikeradio.com.
morelikeradio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Hippo Juice is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, your Android phone, BlackBerry phone, and webOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
On your phone.
Phone.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
What the hell are you doing? Come on, you can't be throwing us curveballs like this. I'm hanging on.
Don't argue with me right now, okay? We just gotta do this. Let's stick together. Let's
real quickly, okay? Just a couple of things. I can't really move my arms in this thing, so I think I need to rip the pit.
Do not rip that costume, okay? It's very expensive.
All right, fine. But one other thing. I wrote a song. I'm gonna throw it in.
I swear to God, you cannot add a song.
It's gonna happen.
I will smack your face off of your face.
Okay.
Do not add a song. It's starting. It's starting. Okay, go, go. You gotta get out of here. Don't change my bitch up.
Second hour of Dutch and Royce here on morelikeradio.com.
Now, this is that famous band CompuServe, right?
Uh-huh.
Nice.
No, Prodigy, the other one.
Oh, I had AOL.
I got the joke, though.
954-573-2780, because Dutch and I finish each other's sandwiches.
And speaking of sandwiches, you can also take a look at our Twitter profiles, which is at Joel Dutch, at HQ3. Hippo Juice Film, Dalai Lama, or Chim Heil.
Yas. Yas!
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 Thank you, Sherry.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
But anyways. Yes! If you guys want to get in touch with us, the number is 954-5... You already said it, didn't you?
573-2780.
That's why I got thrown off because you actually finished my sentence
there.
That's
why he said it.
Really fucked me up.
So, do you want to talk about these personality profiles? They're fucking...
Yeah,
really,
I'm going to need some help in this one. Marie, sure. You sent me a link earlier this morning.
Well, let me first get Dr. B on the line because he's our expert. He's our phone ahead, so let me call him.
He's our sexpert.
Yeah, go ahead. And while you do that, like, okay, so did Marie send you guys all this shit this morning, or she send you guys this the other day?
I've taken this test a while ago.
This morning for you too, Mitch?
Yep.
So, okay. Yes. So, Mitch, Sherry, and you got it this morning. Royce and I had done it previously as I wait for Dr. B to answer. I actually had it professionally administered two jobs
Hello.
Ago. Hey, Dr. B.
Hey, Dr. B.
Hey,
what's going on?
Guys?
Good. Thank you for joining us in our psychological conversation.
Oh, goody.
Before we get into that, though, when is the fantasy football draft, you son of a bitch?
The 30th.
The 30th? Oh.
Oh, you mean the guy who still hasn't paid me the league dues? I'll figure it out.
I paid you, dude. I paid you 4 days ago. Stop it.
probably not. I don't know.
Yeah. You're thinking of Punchy.
It took you a fucking month just to get back to me.
I'm not on Facebook,
He's
Brett.
Super busy, guys. He's so busy.
I am super busy with camping and Dutch Ebony and my girlfriend. I have a lot of things going on.
He sure does.
Sure, okay.
Okay, so anywho, as I was explaining to everyone, I had taken a Myers-Briggs test a few years back, and I immediately made Royce take the Myers-Briggs test as soon as I got home, because I was like, oh my God, I took this thing, and it's going to help me understand how to fucking talk to you so that you can understand what the fuck I'm talking
about.
It's
like astrological science, except backed by science and makes sense. basically
like tarot card reading. For
right.
Psychology.
Yeah.
So, yes, exactly.
So instead of like Spices and or Spices, Pisces and Scorpio and Virgo.
It's ew,
like,
I'm a spicy Pisces.
Actually, I think that's more in the profile.
It might be. It's actually a test where
Nicole.
It has like combinations of different characteristics that you put together for like 16 possible outcomes. And
yeah, I'm familiar with it.
Well, would you like to explain it better than I can? Because you probably could.
Sure. I mean, basically the Myers-Briggs is a psychological assessment. But the thing is, a lot of people get confused. It doesn't necessarily tell you about who you are. It tells you how you perceive the world. So it gives you like an idea about how you take in information. One really good example would be if you were in a classroom or listening to someone talk, am I going to take it more as a structural thing and understand when it's really organized, or I'm using my intuition to like get the feel of it. So like something between like a yoga instructor and, you know, a nerd.
Right. And so there's four groups, and you're either one or the other, and then they put it together for these 16 combinations. So the
but
first,
they give you a percentage of how deep you are into each one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the first one is either an introvert or an extrovert, which is pretty self-explanatory, right? And then the second one is the N or the S, and the N is standing for intuition, and the S stands for sensing.
Or observing.
Exactly.
Or observing,
Sensing would be more basically someone who looks at the environment as very structured, so they need a very like organized perspective. Intuition is your kind of following your gut.
Okay. And then the third grouping is either thinking or feeling.
Yeah.
And so what's the differences there?
Right, like you use your brain or you use your emotions.
Okay.
So very logical versus very emotional.
Okay.
So I think of this because I'm happy, or I think of this because it makes sense to me.
And then the last one is J or P, which is judgment or perception.
Basically just someone who's judgy and or someone that's manipulable or open. I mean, that's not the literal interpretation, but it really boils down to if you get a J, that means you're very judgmental of people.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I actually posted.
Thank God.
I posted a chart of this in our chat room, and the chart I found online actually has it color coded too. Do the colors mean anything? It has green, blue, yellow, and like a reddish orange. Do those colors mean anything, or is that just for funsies?
That's just making them look pretty.
Okay, cool.
I mean, we only have 45 minutes left, and I guarantee because we all took the test. There's going to be a lot of stuff to talk about. So, I mean, I think we've covered the bases at this point. So, let's start from the top. And just, Marie, go ahead and tell me what, out of the four categories, what are you?
So, I am an ESTJ, a.k.a. the asshole.
So, you're extroverted.
What did Kelsey just yell in the background?
Yay. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Here you go. Your mic's on now.
Yeah. I said yay.
Why did you say yay? Are you also an ESTJ?
I don't know.
No, she's also an asshole.
But I love that you are an asshole because you're a Pisces, and that makes you an asshole.
Okay, that has nothing to do with it. Your mic's going off again.
We're doing science now.
Okay. So basically, I am an extroverted sensing, thinking, judging. So I'm very logical, very structured, very organized, just like, like I couldn't feel less.
Basically, what that says is you have no emotions.
Yeah.
You're a robot.
I'm a robot.
Insect,
you're
a robot. Fish.
I called her
shark.
I called her today.
Just does and doesn't think.
I called her a Vulcan today.
Yeah, Marie
is a Vulcan.
Dude, that is a great description of Marie.
It is logical. And by the way, we compliment each other well because I'm the complete opposite of her. She is just no emotion, get shit done. Marie would be a great leader.
Well, that's what it says. It says this personality is the executive or the supervisor or the guardian, and oftentimes they become presidents. Or at least that's what they're so like. They summarize it to a point where they're like, you know, people that do this make good leaders or politicians. Or at least that's what I've
read
about.
When I was in school, they described it as the Uncle Scrooge of people. Like, basically, it's basically Scrooge McDuck. And just very cold and analytical, take charge, common sense kind of Yeah. Fuck your emotions. Oh, you're poor. I don't care about you.
She tried She tried to assimilate me earlier. It did not work well.
Yes.
You are a board. Yes.
All right, Royce. What is yours?
I am a... Wait, what am I? I'm sorry.
You're an ENFP.
I'm an ENFP, yes.
So we are direct opposites, except for the extroverted.
Yes. Now what is ENFP, Brett?
Basically, you're Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, so yes! I'm brave!
What?
I'm brave.
You're brave.
Yes!
No, so creative, brave. Warm, more emotional, yes. Individualistic, insightful, careful. I'm optimistic, but that doesn't really seem much like you.
No.
Possibly, yeah, stuff like that.
Now, here's something I want to know, because I know a few people that are this, and two other people I know that are this also suffer from anxiety. Is that related?
Yes, it is actually really highly correlated.
I knew it, because it was really? Too weird. Yeah, we got a couple other people that are the same as me, and they both suffer from the same or battled with anxiety, and I'm curious. I'm sure it has something. If my emotions guide me, it makes sense, you know?
The reason why it happens is because you can't turn off the emotional side of it. Like, you feel the world, and it's yes. like, oh, I'm anxious and worried, and you're not thinking of it logically, like, this can't hurt me.
No, exactly. And instead of being bulletproof, you become, I that's the truth. I am Mr. Worst Case Scenario with a lot of things. And
it really is the end of the world with you.
Like, it is.
Dude, how long have we been doing radio at this
8
point?
Years?
Six,
eight
7 year? Years?
8 years almost.
Yeah, and it's just like it, when things go wrong. What the greatest part is that, like, a lot of the listening audience don't know is, like, the things that happen before or after the show, you know, is on the air.
Yeah,
like,
now I will say, stuff, you got to give me credit.
I'm not coming down on you. I mean, granted, I have a lot of problems too, but I'm just saying, like, with you, especially just going off of that point.
Yeah,
it is really like, this is the worst thing ever. We fuck Skype. Yeah,
exactly.
We ISDN. Fuck this entire thing. I'm not buying a Dell computer ever again.
Yep.
Mac sucks my balls. All that. You know what I mean? Like, you have an end of the world scenario with everything.
Now,
so I thought it was interesting that Royce and I are direct opposites. And I was actually curious, Brett, if there's some logic to that working out, or if we're just going to butt heads all the time. Like, what do you see from...
I am a Klingon and she is a Vulcan.
Well, you know, what my favorite saying when I do therapy is that opposites attract and then piss each other off.
Yeah.
Because you come together and there's something about each other that you feel, but then it also pisses you off because you can't relate to the world in the same way.
Yeah, it's true. And I'll say this. I sometimes passionately want to kill Marie, but at other times I cannot think of life without her. It's really a weird, like, it's really gay, but it is true.
And I'm thinking fag.
Yeah, see? That's exactly her, like a Vulcan. Goddamn bitch.
But then I'm like, I really need him when I have to, like, feel feelings.
Well, those type of relationships are really, really passionate, but it's always like, it's either the sex is fucking amazing, and then you're, like, having sex on the front lawn, and then, or you're beating each other up in, like, you know, the front lawn.
Well, that's weird. I mean, minus the hitting part, I agree with that.
Were you watching us this week?
I mean, well, that's not true. Sometimes the sex involves hitting, but that's mutual hitting.
Right. So, yeah. So, I mean, if you read down the line of our strengths, so my strengths are, like, really just super boring, like dedicated, strong-willed, direct, loyal, patient, reliable, creates order, and excellent organizer. Which
I am Marie Bot. I am here to serve you.
Which, by the way,
you are an insect.
The organizer thing is... Is OCD part of an ESTJ situation?
It's
I don't know what acronym you use right now.
Yeah, a little bit.
OCD.
It's OCPD. It's a little different. It's like a personality disorder, but mainly just anal. Basically, you're the boss from Office Space.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to... Yes! Oh, my God, you're lumber!
I'm going to need you to come in on Sunday. Hey, Mitch, I'm going to need you to make a rejoiner
on
Thursday.
But see, it's true, and sometimes...
Gosh, I'm going to need you to actually do some work sometime ever.
And then Royce's strengths are curious, observant, energetic, enthusiastic, a good communicator, knows how to relax, popular, friendly, blah, blah, blah.
There's a list. One of the things, like, for me, the ENFP, is like getting your energy from social interactions but disliking superficial conversation. Yes, exactly. I love being social, but I hate small talk.
Yep.
I hate
it. You do.
So your weaknesses are
I care too much.
You don't have very good practical skills. You're difficult to focus. You're an overthinker. You get stressed easily. You're highly emotional and independent to a fault.
Yeah, that is also true. I am very, well, that's another thing. This thing says being very socially conscious, but also fiercely individualistic. Exactly. Yeah. I love being around people and hanging around people, but I am so fucking stubborn about my point of views that it's ridiculous.
Yep. And
all right, enough of you two idiots. Okay. Can we move on to the other two idiots then, on the show and not Mirko?
So then pair off Mitch and Sherry. So yes. Mitch is the INFP.
Now, what is
it? What was it?
INTP. Sorry. INTP. So,
hold on real quick. Just go ahead and describe what those acronyms mean again. INTP.
So I is the introvert. N is the intuition, thinking, and perceiving.
Now how would you describe an INTP, Brett?
Actually pretty in the middle. They have all the traits of one side being the perceiving, but also they're a little bit more into themselves. So that's actually a really healthy one to be.
Yeah. All right, I'm healthy.
Fuck. I hate that the craziest one is a healthy one.
Nobody's ever told me that before.
I was gonna say. Substance abuse.
What did you say, Brett?
I said they tend to have strong problems with substance abuse.
Mister, I brew my own beer at home.
I like beer.
Well, they described it in the assessment as you being a logical or logician type personality.
Like I really need to know how something works to a fault. Like I will. I have an example of this. Like Sherry has been watching Grey's Anatomy.
Boo.
So there's an episode where
how is the show still on the air? Like how do the producers that kind of thing?
Pirate Box.
We're Steve. Oh. So
duh.
So there was an episode where this guy shot his friend with like a rocket launcher or some shit.
Why?
It was an accident.
You know what? I don't care.
He accidentally shot his friend with a rocket launcher, whatever, blah blah blah. In the hospital, they take the warhead out of the guy's body, and the explosives guy takes it and walks it down the hall. Well, it explodes and ends up killing the explosives guy. So I asked Sherry that, you know, they fixed up the episode. Oh, yeah, the guy lived, or the guy that got the rocket shot into him lived, and end of story, all's good. And I'm like, wait a minute. What about the fucking guy that shot a rocket into him? Killed the EOD guy. Did he go to jail? I want to know this part.
I was like, that doesn't matter. And meanwhile, here I am watching most of these episodes, like, almost in tears.
And I'm
like, there was a main character that died, and I spent the next three episodes like watery eyes. I'm like, oh no.
Can I point something out? This is the reason why Mitch doesn't watch movies. He watched the riff tracks movies. Like,
yep.
Mitch is probably the type of personality type that refuses to suspend disbelief with anything. Because of his analytical brain.
That's true. And Dr. B, what you said about him possibly having an addictive personality, he watches Minecraft because he's afraid to play it because he's going to get addicted.
Yep. I would lose my boyfriend.
Yeah. No, that's absolutely true. And what happens is they become very self-destructive because they have to know how the world works, and it becomes so overwhelming.
As he's sucking on a vape pen because he used to smoke, by the way.
Hold on. Can we back up 3 seconds? I know we only have, 35 minutes left in the show. You watch Minecraft?
Yes. Yeah.
Not so much anymore of the dog.
The dog takes up most of my time now. But yeah, I used to watch videos of people building shit.
So,
it was fun.
So now, well, until he dropped his phone in a bucket of piss, he sits there and plays Bedazzled and Candy Crush. I said that already.
Hold on. He watches games that people are playing, but is too afraid to play them?
Yes. Here's the reason for that, because first of all, I don't want to get too involved.
I would rather hear Dr. B's perception of what the reason of that is.
He started playing Candy Crush, and he could not stop playing, so when he would run out of Candy Lives or whatever, he started playing Bedjeweled.
Oh, God.
Hold on, stop. Let me focus on one thing at a time here.
Okay, go ahead, Dutch.
No. Dr. B.
Yeah.
What is that about?
I have no fucking clue.
Okay, never mind.
So I like some of that.
If I had to speculate, just some because you don't want to deal with things that are abstract. This is very definitive. You either win or you lose, and it has parameters, and you can't think outside the parameters. So you just go and you go about it. But also, too, on a good end, They have very low instances of infidelity. They're one of the most faithful of all of the profiles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. High five for you, Sherry. Good. This guy will never dog on you.
Now, Sherry, what are you?
But they become really dependent after a while, though.
But here's the thing, though. Here's the thing.
He doesn't do his own laundry anymore.
What is Sherry? That's going to be the huge problem.
Sherry, before we get into that, I like some of my weaknesses because these describe me to a T. I don't know if they're weaknesses, though, because it said I'm insensitive and condescending.
Yes, you are.
Yes. It said private, withdrawn, insensitive, absent-minded, condescending, loathes rules, and you second-guess yourself.
Sherry, what are you?
ENFJ. So I was described as like a protagonist or a giver, like a teacher.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So your strengths are you're tolerant, you're reliable, charismatic, altruistic, and a natural leader.
Now, Brett, so how would you describe?
I'm basically a social butterfly, someone that floats around at a party, making sure everybody has a drink, everybody's happy. Oh, you're doing so well.
That's Sherry.
That is Sherry.
Yep.
That makes sense. I'm the drunk person that runs around going, I love you. I love you so much because of Dutch.
Hey, your top's off. I'm going to take my top off, too. Yay.
But they secretly, they do that because they need attention from others because they feel bad about themselves.
Yeah, Sherry.
Ooh.
Hey, I'm a girl. I have self-esteem issues just like most
Maybe girls. She's upset because...
Absolutely.
Maybe she's upset because her dog ate her panties again.
So I take my top off so you guys tell me how great my boobs look. It makes sense because I grew up with a friend with much bigger boobies and she was always like, your boobs are mediocre. This is a true story. So then I sat there feeling bad about my small boobs. And then one day I told her, no, it's okay because at least I'll find a man who loves me for me and not my big boobs.
And you did.
We're not, her and I aren't friends anymore.
I bet. Now, I want to get, we want to
get. So wait, I want to know about the pairing of Mitch and Sherry. So is that a good pairing?
Yes, how does that work?
Actually, it's perfect because he's not going to give her anything that's going to make her feel bad about herself. Actually, that's one of the strongest pairs.
Ooh, look at you guys. Strongest pair.
That, losers.
Yeah. Now, real quick, I want to go into Dutch, to Dutch and Big Booby McGee, but real quick, we do have one because they specifically asked our friend Joyce, when we hang out with, she's one of the rare ones. I think it's 1% of it. INFJ. Now, what is an INFJ, Brett?
INFJ. That's someone has a lot of, they're very intense. Mm-hmm. They can be insightful, loves languages.
Spot on with the languages thing.
Inspiring, seeking growth and harmony, but also a little bit unstable.
Damn. On the notes. Now, if that
nail it.
Yep, nail it.
Especially
the
language thing. She knows sign language, Spanish, and English.
Yeah, because they don't know how to communicate, so they need to figure it out. They need to find multiple ways of expressing themselves.
Wow. Okay,
that is interesting.
Wow, that's really.
That's
damn,
a very.
Dude. This is really interesting.
That's why I love you, Bryce, because you're so blunt about it.
Yeah, this is great.
Reading these things, they kind of tiptoe like around the negatives, or not even the negatives, but like just even like the slightly negative way of saying a positive. Yeah. You're just a dick about it. You're just like, now, boom, this is what it is.
That's great. Now, how does
an asshole, period.
Now, one more because she's what am I again, Marie?
ENFP.
A piece of shit. That thing.
She's married to an ENFP. How's that pairing?
Not good because the person's going to catastrophize everything, and she's looking for harmony, and it's going to be very, very issue based, and have a lot of explosive argument.
Wow. Okay, I didn't know that.
So how do you solve that?
Yeah, how do you solve that?
Find another person.
Jesus Christ, Brett!
Brett, you're just an asshole, dude.
All right. Well,
the worst doctor ever.
Well, let me ask this because, as you said about Royce and I, that we're a volatile personality. You know, we really do love each other a great deal. And sorry, that was emotions. That was emotions, and I don't like them. And we try very hard to, like, I recognize my weaknesses, and I try to grow. Like I keep saying, like, I don't want to just be this mindless Borg asshole. I want to, you know, enjoy life and feel and relax and have fun and everything. And I like that about him. So I try to grow and be, you know, different. And Royce obviously wants to, you know, wrap his hand around his anxiety issues. He doesn't like feeling all the things he feels all the time. And so, you know, we recognize our weaknesses and we like the opposite in each other to grow. So is there, by doing this, can we recognize our faults and work on them?
Not necessarily with this. Like I said in the beginning, it's more of just how you perceive the world, how you intake stuff, how you take in what the world's giving you. There's other assessments that can give you more of an idea of how to relate better with yourself and your other people.
Okay, so this is more just like understanding yourself, not so much.
Yeah, it's mainly used for jobs. It's just like depending on where you line up and how you're going to be able to work well with others or not.
Now, Dutch, what are you?
I am a, what am I again? Okay, sorry, ESTP, which is extrovert, observant, thinking, prospective.
ESTP.
Yes.
Okay. So you're basically the person that needs constant activation.
Yes.
You know, like ADHD, I need something coming in. You're not very, you know, set in the moment. You're just kind of all over the place. You need constant stimulation and to feel good.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Yeah. Dude, I'm the middle kid of 23. So, you know, like when you have a lot of lack of attention. Because after I started reading this, I'm like, oh, that explains a lot. It kind of made me kind of go, oh, wow, I'm constantly trying to be the center. Because if things aren't exploding or being crazy or something, if something isn't awesome being happening around me, I'll try and make it happen, whether it be through awkwardness, whether it be through fun, whether it be through an argument. Like, it's just, I have to have some kind of action.
Look at the picture. It looks like Dutch.
Yeah, okay. when we found out Dutch's personality, we're like, oh my God, he's the douche personality.
He's a douche.
Specifically.
Would you say and he's a douche?
We saw the picture. I'm like, oh my God, that's Dutch.
He's a douche. Yeah.
They literally drew you.
You're fucking douche.
That's not me.
Yes, it is. Like, I'm the cool guy. I want attention.
So I want to read some of the introduction of the answers that we got because Dutch's was funny compared to what he is. So. Yeah. This one describes an ESTP personality types always have an impact on their immediate surroundings. The best way to spot them at a party is to look for the whirling eddy of people flitting about them as they move from group to group. Laughing and entertaining with a blunt and earthy humor, ESTP personalities love to be the center of attention. If an audience member is asked to come on stage, ESTPs volunteer or volunteer a shy friend.
That's 100% me.
Theory.
100% what I do.
So, theory, abstract concepts, and plotting discussions about global issues and their implications don't keep ESTPs interested for very long. They like a conversation that's energetic with a good dose of intelligence, but they like to talk about what is, or better yet, just go out and do it. ESTPs leap before they look, fixing their mistakes as they go, rather than sitting idle and preparing contingencies and escape clauses.
That is 100% what I do. I just launch into shit and then just go, oh, okay, I can fix that later. Like when I fixed my company's roof the other day, I was just like, all right, well, hold on. The rainstorm's about to come. Let's just put up all this fucking, you know, tar and whatever. Yeah. And then just leaks all over the place. Okay, we can fix that later.
So the next line was where we started losing it. Where we're like, ESTPs are the likeliest personality type to make lifestyle or risky behavior.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's me.
They live in the moment and dive into action, and they are the eye of the storm. People
they
with
dive
this
right into the wall of a pool.
Yep.
Damn pool.
They are forced to make critical decisions based on factual immediate reality in the process of a rapid-fire rational stimulus response. So, yeah, we start laughing. We're like, wow, this is you so hard.
100%.
And these typical people have the most chaotic lives. They're ADHD. They're histrionic. And frankly, and I'm not saying this because I hate you, but therapists generally hate working with these people.
And also because he actually hates you.
I love Brett.
Are you kidding me? Brett
and
I are boys.
Brett hates you.
Now, see, that's the then Kelsey, you're me. You're the same as me, right?
Yay!
thing.
No, we're still talking about me. Hold on.
Well, see, exactly. He's proving the point of an ESTP right there.
This is about me right now. You want? Hold on. Can I actually be honest for like full disclosure? I realize we have 25 minutes left and we have one other personality to go with.
Me!
So I'm just trying to stretch.
Well, the reason why Roy said it is we've already explained
well,
the personality
type.
Well,
how do they pair? Because,
but how does, yeah, how does...
Because,
oh, there you go.
Because it also relates to Dutch and
does
I.
Does her since, mic have to be on, though?
I'm back on.
Okay. So, yes, how do they pair?
With a personality type like you, Roy?
Yeah, with like me or her.
Guess why, person, did,
yeah.
why did Dutch find two ENFPs in his life?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, is that what you are?
Yeah, she's same
Royce
as me.
And I are the exact same.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
So I'm...
It's because if you're looking for something you can't produce, which is logical, intellectual thought, so basically you're the...
No, dude, stop. You're reading it, Brett, not to be a dick. The entire description of this thing is that all of my things are devoid of feeling and are all logic.
Okay, you're like, talking you're about reading, yourself. That's not what he was saying.
I'm talking about my thing. Are you talking about them?
Yes, other way around, dummy.
Dr. B was saying Royce and Kelsey are looking for something that is...
I apologize.
You are
so
self-centered.
I am going to stop talking.
He keeps acting more...
I just recognize I was wrong, and I'm sorry.
He keeps, I forgive you.
He keeps acting more and more like the picture.
The picture is a horrible picture, dude.
Yeah, Dr. B.
That guy cannot grow a beard like me.
No, Dr. B, Dutch, why do Dutch and I work?
Look up borderline. Dutch and I work. I have no clue, to be honest with you. It's really weird.
Because he farts on me and I leave poops in the toilet.
All right, stop. It's not about you. But go ahead.
It's about Dutch, apparently.
Because I'm actually kind of curious now in the fact that you and Royce are the exact same personality type. So why are Royce and I still radio partners for as long as we have been? And then why do her and I work? Like just...
Well, because like, one of them, joking you're not aside. Having sex with one of them.
Joking aside, Brett, come on. Give me some professionalism here.
It works with Royce and you because you both give each other something that you don't have. One is the catastrophizing versus the energy. He needs the positive energy that you're getting, and catastrophizing is something that grounds you a little bit.
All right.
You realize that, oh shit, there's actual consequences to my actions, like being banned in New Jersey and shit like that.
You son of a bitch. Oh, Brett's a funny motherfucker. We should have you on more often, buddy. And not on the phone line, on Skype. Are you anywhere near a computer?
No, I'm not anywhere near.
Oh, God.
How long have you and Royce been together?
Me or Brett?
You, Dutch and Royce.
Royce?
Is it 7, 8 years? What
Six?
Is it now?
No, it's about seven.
We're there every step of the way, too. I mean, how long have all of us been together?
7, 8 years. So going on. Seven. About seven.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
On time, man.
Joel, there's hope for us.
2008, I think, was the first time we hooked up.
As Dr. B said, though, you two aren't having sex, though.
Good point.
Exactly.
You want to?
Not mine.
I want to fuck you so hard, man.
I knew it. I knew it. Hammy in the chat room since is an ENTJ. Was anybody an ENTJ?
ENTJ, no.
Okay, Brett, ENTJ. What are ENTJs?
Driven, organizer, usually like a planner, very focused, decisive. Critical, logical, organized.
Totally.
What else? Strategic. Just, you know, very like have their shit together.
Now, who would pair well with an ENTJ? Because he's recently on the divorce end of a relationship.
Actually, a really good match might be you, Marie, would be an STJ.
Ooh. Whores.
Yeah.
Tell him to go for whores. is that a thing? Whores?
So he needs a cold-hearted Borg?
Yes.
Well, a little bit, because it kind of coincides with him being very organized and not deviating from the plan. So it's very logical and according to plan, but it's not going to be as chaotic.
Okay. You're saying I'm not the chaos that he...
Yes, you're not the chaos. You bring stability, which he wants.
Okay. He definitely wants stability.
So you're saying he creates his own chaos.
Yeah.
Brett, what are you out of curiosity?
Yeah, I want to know.
I purposely don't take it because I don't want
to know. Oh, fuck. You're okay. Fair enough. That makes sense.
I don't want to know. I don't know. Now, is there...
It gives you more of a better non-biased perspective. It makes sense. I get it.
Now,
absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, that's kind of cool.
Now, overall, when I starred where all the members of Dutch and Royce are on the chart, I found it very satisfying to notice that we're a complete diagonal from one end to the other without anybody having the same personality.
100%.
Do you think that that has some sort of interesting dynamic on why we've been doing the show together for so long?
Absolutely, because that's why you guys are successful, is because you bring a different dynamic to the conversation. It's like being in a lunchroom with all the different types of friends that you've had growing up, so you bring everything different to the room.
So it's like the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, I guess. I'm going to go there.
Now, there's one quadrant that we really didn't get into. Like, there's no one in, and that's the lower left quadrant, which is the ESFP, the ESFJ, the ISFP,
what
and
is
the
this?
ISFJ.
What is this? What are you talking about? Describe it for the listeners on the podcast.
So it's the quadrant that sections off personal and present area of relating the two together. Like,
I think that's where the nice people live.
Is that the nice people?
Basically, it's the liberals.
Oh.
Oh, they're not. That's they're not. Yeah, composer.
I love you, Brett.
Composer, performer, provider, protector. That makes sense.
The tree huggers, yeah.
The tree, okay. I get it. Okay. God, fucking Brett's on fire on the phone. He's great. Not many people could kill on the phone, but Brett fucking kills on the phone.
I was going to say, on the mic, not so much, but on the phone, he murders.
So mean. See, you're fucking, you're such a dick.
Look, I have to. That's what we do. We're buddies, right? We're all in the same football league. Right?
Is this like,
are you about to break down my personality type right now and tell me that's the reason why I did that or what?
Here's why you did that. I'll break it down for you. You're dick. You're dick. You fall under the D-I-C-K category. Oh, you've already been... Cherry already put you... put your picture on the guy in the chat.
You asshole.
Yay, Cherry.
Hashtag douche charming.
Douche charming.
Your face fits right into the ESTP.
Well, yeah, anything will fit in anything with Photoshop.
No, it matches identically. Just
you're
go with
to
it.
Be the analytical smart one of this group.
Just go with it. Yes, I'm the
Dutch. Look up borderline personality disorder. Just look that up.
Yeah, I heard you say that earlier, and then actually bothered me.
Don't do that.
Well, yeah, okay. Here's one last question. So, okay, we asked about the ENFPs having anxiety, and you said, yeah, that can be a thing. And I asked about the ESTJs having OCD, and you're like, yeah, that could be a thing. Are there personality disorders that are usually associated with some of these letters?
Absolutely. Like, ESTJ is more, like in your case, would be a little bit more blunted or like avoidant. In Dutch's case, antisocial, definitely histrionic, and borderline. Histrionic is that person that needs constant attention, and it's the person that just goes crazy in public and needs that constant, you know, social influence, but an absolute thing like social stimulation.
Okay.
But usually it's like borderline, antisocial, people that just don't give a shit about anything.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. Like, a lot of these, like, things, like... With my whole like thing, obviously I got lumped into that group, but none of it was like that extreme one another. It was like 9% this way, maybe like 40% that way. It wasn't anything like super crazy. So I know what you're talking about, but I'm not as, I mean, just dude, believe me. You don't think I looked up borderline after I read this whole thing? So
yeah, there's a crazy thing in this field, Dutch. It's called denial. And sometimes that kind of influences people.
You know what's this crazy thing is that it's called acting like you know more than you do when you have a degree.
Stop talking about yourself that way, Dutch. You're a nice guy.
I have a degree. I have a degree and awesome.
Well,
why
okay.
did you turn me off?
You're on.
I know.
Dumb idiot.
I'm hey. On.
Fuck you. I have student loans to prove I'm smart.
I know Dutch is...
Did you say I have his student loans from Walmart?
Yes, exactly. No, I said, fuck you, I have student loans to prove I'm smart.
Oh, okay.
Well, I know Joel is being a little denying about his wonderful ESTP personality.
I'm not being denying. I was very accepting about all this stuff.
No,
I don't need to take all the attack off saying borderline.
I'm Bullshit. Teasing.
I looked at the test. Believe me, I'm...
Dr. B was not saying you had those. I was asking if there
I
were...
I guess Cleopatra
is... it four times tonight.
No, I guess Cleopatra isn't the only queen of denial.
I think
denial.
He's just there because, like, he lost twice to me last season in fantasy football.
Haven't I won the league 3 years in a row?
Yeah.
Well,
but you lost me twice last year.
The thing that I did want to ask him about is
still have your money.
Is
you son of a bitch, I hate you.
I did have one last question though. So Dutch has a point though that they do a rating scale of like the E to the I, the S to the N,
and you fit into one of 16 things.
So what is the scale about? Like, explain that further.
It's just a continuum. So I mean, you have one thing on the far end of the scale, the other thing on the other end of the scale, and where you fall within that continuum. If you put that past the middle point, that's what they're going to lump you into. So you mean you could be extroverted, but you could be low on extroversion,
right?
So you're saying like you could be a little crazy or you could be a lot of crazy.
Precisely.
Well, did you learn anything about us because of the fact that we fit across the diagonal? Like, any other insights?
Oh, no, I psychoanalyzed you guys years ago.
Oh. I still want those notes. I'm the one that keeps telling Dr. B, I'm like, test me, grade me. I want all the tests. I want to know everything. I want to see how I do. I want to know where I rank on everything.
By the way, that fits into your personality guideline. Just because you want that, you want a uniform, this, that, the other thing. I want to know this. I want to have a 1-2-3 scale of everything.
I have to know.
But this information could be scary because this is just a little test that, you know, that gives you a little information. If I were to do a full battery, Marie, you might find out some things you might not like.
Well, I mean, I'm not a denial like some people on this show, so.
Exactly. You know, at least you're.
What's that supposed to mean, Marie?
I'm saying I've done a lot of self-reflection and I know what I am.
No, it's just a lot of, you know, I wasn't denying anything. What was I saying for the whole first half? Yep, that's me. Yep, attention, I get it. I feel like it's all towards me.
You see, because your personality profile, you would do that, of course. You would think it's all towards you. It's not.
Hold on, pause. Marie, was that directed towards me?
You asked a question about yourself, you talked about yourself, and then you asked a follow-up question about yourself.
Nope. Answer the question.
Yes.
Were you making a joke towards me?
Yes.
Thank you. My perceptive part of my whole personality.
Boom!
I nailed it!
Just tell Dutch he's right.
I'm perceptive. Suck it, people.
Just tell Dutch he's right so he stops. You're right, Dutch. You're
That's
awesome.
Actually, another thing I actually read is that I have to be right rather than making feelings better. I was actually reading that.
Oh, I know.
That's true.
I have to be right way more than it is actually making peace. And I was like, oh God, that's me. It made me sad. I was like, oh, that's douchey, man. That's awful.
Yeah, it definitely makes you have
recognized it.
It definitely makes you have some oh no moments.
Well, here's the thing is that like reading through this whole profile, like I wasn't in denial on any of it. Like when I was actually reading through it, I was like, oh dude, you're a dick. Like, it was mainly what I was thinking through the whole thing. And like it is kind of, you know, like the whole old saying is, you know, 50% of solving a problem is identifying it. And not saying that like it's a problem on all of it, but it, like it's something to like address and realize it can be a problem for other people and be like, okay, look, this isn't acceptable in normal human behavior.
I get it. I'm an arrogant baby. That's what I figured out about me. I'm an arrogant baby who has to be
right. Is that what you figured out about you?
Yeah, I'm an arrogant baby, and it's fucking annoying. It's got to be tough to deal with me because I know I'm annoying.
Dutch, I'm with
you. You're Stewie.
Yeah, exactly. I'm an arrogant baby.
You're Stewie.
You know, Royce, you're not arrogant. You just self-diagnose and you have anxiety.
How about you just let the laugh happen?
And this is why I schedule myself to work every Tuesday and Wednesday night.
Oh,
slide your mic off.
Oh, Dutch has to be right.
Because the second, like, I give you privilege of the fucking mic. Okay, you can tell me whatever you want, but nobody
turn
can
her mic
you.
On. So let her call, turn her mic on because I want to hear. I want to hear.
Mike's on. She pushed away from her face.
You can call him an asshole. It's fine. We agree. He is an asshole.
Tell me your asshole as she wants. She's going to lose.
Dutch. Jesus Christ.
Hence, back to my personality thing. Yep.
Dutch, I'm with you. I read my personality. I'm like, oh, I'm an asshole. I don't want to be that.
Yeah.
But at least you're not a Dutch asshole.
That is, you know what? That's a good point.
Brett, it feels like every time you come on, you analyze the rest of the group.
I love it.
always against me, and you know that it makes for good radio. You're a dick, but you're a smart dick.
I'm Dr. B. I'm off.
Just a little bit.
Oh, fucking
So hold on. Before we keep going too much forward with the self-centered idiots on the show, what about the other two introverts on the show with Mitch and Sherry? Like,
Mitch is the only introvert.
Mitch is a total introvert.
No, yeah. But Sherry's not.
I'm not.
You're not. Well, no, obviously.
Sister, you don't listen. ENFJ.
Thinking about yourself.
So, like, what, I mean, like, when you guys were reading your personality profiles, like, what did you guys take out of it as far as negative goes?
Well, I mean,
he was asking Mitch.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was talking to Mitch.
He was asking Mitch, what? Extrovert.
Was a fucking example of your type there.
You overmodulated. But,
into the mic because I was so excited.
I know, and it is, and I didn't hear what you. I'm sorry, I didn't hear it. It was a mistake, really.
Shut up, Mitch and Sherry. What would you guys take negatively from your profiles?
Negatively, I don't know. I kind of like me. I like that I can think, look at things logically, and also I don't give a shit about people. I only care myself. Like,
there's a huge thing of denial with your type, so right now that's happening. So
I didn't completely mind mine either. I mean, I've always been told I'm too selfless and I care too much about everybody else instead of myself. So
I like the whole boob thing they said about it. Was that the thing or was that just you?
Oh no, that was just me. Oh,
okay, I forgot.
How come on the chart Sherry doesn't have the last line?
What was that, Kelsey?
How come on the chart Sherry doesn't have anything written on the last line?
For some reason, that description, they only had...
I have less weaknesses than you bitches.
Because you have less brain cells. Okay, calm down.
Blank and blank, though. It's like we came up with nothing.
Yeah, I mean, I realize that I'm basically somebody who should always be saying, like me! Please like me!
Royce, I love you, and I think you're handsome, and you're the best person I've met.
But at
the Mitch, because he's my perfect soulmate.
High five!
High five!
But
you too.
But also that being said, I don't want to change any because I'm individualistic. I don't want to change anything about myself for people to like me. I want everyone to like me, but I don't want to change. So you listen to that, fans? I'm not changing. Like me.
And then there's
you want people to like you on your terms.
Yes, exactly. Look, I'm like RoboCop.
She likes me for me. That's the only song I keep hearing.
Here's the thing, like, I think, like, what the majority of what we're focusing on is, like, maybe, like, the first, like, two, you know, aspects of what that, you know, test says about us. When in the actual test, it gives you, like, eight different things. The strengths, weaknesses, the romantic relationships, friendships, parenthood, career paths, workplace habits, conclusions. Like, it gives you a whole lot of other different things. So if you guys actually want to take your own test out, go to 16personalities.com.
Yeah.
And then you can actually take the straight up test that we're talking about.
Keep in mind.
What's the actual thing? Something Myers?
Briggs Myers.
Myers-Briggs test.
Myers-Briggs. But
Myers-Briggs.
Keep in mind, this one that online is not the. I took when I first took it, I took like a much more intensive one than this. So I'm sure, Brett, you know, there's official ones you take. And the online one was pretty accurate, exactly. Though. I got to say, it pretty much matched up. Well, pretty much.
If you want to be sure, there's a bunch of online free ones that you can do. And I just Googled Myers-Briggs test online free, you know, so I didn't have to pay for it. But yeah, I had it administered to me professionally when I was at work, and it was much more intensive.
Because they did anal.
Yeah, this is like an abbreviated version of it.
So. Yeah, but I redid it online just to see if my letters stayed the same, and it did.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, it's you know, I'm sure it's not as detailed, but it's pretty close. I mean, the questions, I don't know if you saw this test, Brett, but the questions are you know, all graded on a scale, pretty much all agree.
Yeah, like 100 questions, and it's basically the same 25 questions, just worded differently.
Kind of, yeah.
So...
Mm. Yeah, that's for validity and all that.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was interesting. It was really interesting. Brett, thank you. That was fucking great, man. I mean, really.
No problem.
And it's the chat room loved it, too. I'm even getting text messages from people that are saying, I listened. It was fucking amazing. So, I guess a lot of people really did learn about themselves. But, Man, that was good. And of course, we'll have you on again whenever you want to shit talk Dutch, because that's fantastic for me. I mean, I love it personally.
Wait till the end of like fantasy season, then I can shit talk.
Oh, fantasy season. That's right.
Hey, again, it's always going to come down to you and me. It always seems like it has for the last 2 years in a row. And I've come within, by the way, last year, 1 point you won.
But he won, though.
Okay, that's not the point.
I lost because Adrian Peterson decided to beat his kid, and the rest of my team decided to rip their ACLs apart. It was sad.
Minnesota.
Oh, good. Yeah, Ray Rice, beat your wife. Yeah, Adrian Peterson, fall apart. To fucking beat your kid. It's fine. It's perfect. I don't need a team.
Fuck. You kind of do because you lost.
Shut up, Mitch. No one's asking you. Go back to being an insensitive prick.
You really did fall apart last year.
Yeah, and the year before I did well. Anyway, we don't talk about fantasy football. Thank you, Dr. B. That was really good. Thank you for calling, man.
No problem. Anytime.
That was great. Thanks, I really appreciate it. Thanks, dude.
I love you.
Yeah, yeah. Of course.
Fuck you, asshole.
Later, dude.
Good night.
Oh, God. He's
destroying fantasy this year.
He's great, man. I hope the fans liked it as much as we like talking about it. I thought it was really interesting.
Bryce, one of my favorite people in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this was definitely something that I've taken a personal hobby in is taking personality tests of all types.
Yeah,
just gravitated towards me.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That thing at like fucking 8 o'clock this morning, I was like, oh, okay, cool.
You know what it was?
This is awesome.
You know what it was is I had taken it before, and then I had a discussion with some friends about it, and it came up in conversation recently, and then the friend I was talking about it with had posted like a top 25 things that, you know, all people with this letter, you know, suffer through, and that popped up this morning, and so then that made me start talking to Mitch and Sherry about it, and they took it like right away, and then I sent it to you, and then you took it right away, and then I was like, well, hell, let's talk about it. And I called up Dr. B and I was like, hey, you want to administer this conversation? And he was like, yeah, sure.
I love a fucking person like that, because not only he knows his shit, but he talks like a normal
person.
But
he's an asshole about it. That's a great thing.
It's great. Like, I wish if I ever had to see a psychologist that they would talk to me like that. I would respect them more. If they were like, listen, you're clearly just being a dick, I'd be like, whoa, okay, I'm going to listen to this guy. He's actually not mincing words with me, you know?
I've actually talked to psychologists who are the court mandated guys who have to talk to people about like anger management and things like that.
Yeah.
And they're the ones who, you know, like they're talking to dudes who only have to be there because they're court mandated.
Of course.
And it's just dudes who, you know, beat the shit out of their wives. And these are the kind of guys who will walk in a room with a clipboard and be like, so why'd you punch the shit out of your wife? Like that's how they start out their conversation. Like those kind of guys are the ones that get through to these guys eventually.
Of course. And that's, I mean, that's,
they start out and talk like a real dude.
Oh yeah. That was, I mean, that was fucking really, really interesting. It made me, I really analyzed myself a lot and realized what a dick I was being in a lot of things. Like you don't think about it.
I am such a horrible person. You don't think about it. You guys are friends with me.
I think the same thing.
Anyone's friends with me.
I think the same thing. I'm like, wow, why would someone put up with my fucking like me, but I refuse to change attitude. I wouldn't. I certainly would not. But that goes to show you I'm pretty fucking awesome. So it makes sense.
You know, it's funny, though, because you always say that we're both stubborn, but stubborn was my number one weakness, and it didn't even come up on your charts.
Well, because
I am way more stubborn
than you.
You
want to know why I'm not? Congratulations. I think I'm not as stubborn because I'm more emotional, and at some point I want to stop feeling sad, so I'll just give in. You know?
I never want to stop feeling right.
Like, I'll be like, I don't care. I just don't want to feel like shit anymore.
I have you right all the time.
Yeah, I know, Dutch. But no, that's, I'm, you know,
I'm,
what though,
I'm
joking aside,
with Marie there, did you not hear that?
Joking aside, I was fucking around, but joking aside, Dutch, I think that is why we all do radio well together. It's how different
we're
we
all
fucking
different.
Are. Yeah. It's just like, all right, we get
we
it.
We are the world.
We are the children.
We are the children.
We are
the dysfunctional idiots that entertain you every weekday.
Whether you like it or not. So see, this show, we didn't end fighting. We ended up learning a little bit about each other.
We really did.
But if it makes you feel more comfortable, Dutch, fuck you.
Hey.
There. No, no, it's not. I'm not meaning. I'm just doing for the fans because they're not.
See, that goes against your thing of trying to bring harmony.
I know. It's really because
doesn't make any me like you anymore.
I'm rebelling. I'm rebelling.
I think what you're doing right now is you know that I'm always going to love you.
Yeah.
And you're just, yeah, rebelling
Dutch,
against
Dutch,
it.
You like me, right? You like me? Say you like me. Say you like me. Dutch, say you like me. I love you. Okay, good.
I love you.
I feel better now.
But why do I love you? I have to analyze this now.
This is great. But why? Is it because am I? And then you start going in. Why did I take the test?
Why did I just? Why did I say it a lot? What was the point of that?
Like,
why did I actually do this? Didn't it benefit me at all? It made you guys laugh, but did it actually help me? No,
no, it didn't.
Royce, why are you better?
I am better than you because I am a big fat emotional baby.
Marie,
I am better than you because I am Borg.
Hey, what happened? I don't hear you.
Dutch overmodulated or somebody overmodulated?
Dutch, your mic went out.
I see him talking,
loser.
But not. I don't hear you, Dutch.
Yep.
Nope.
He popped, and now
I
he
see
can't
your
hear.
Face making mouth noises, but I don't hear you.
Oh, no.
He's saying, Sue, my loser. Mic's not working.
Oh, no. It's not all about him for a second.
He hates this because he, you know what? I know what he's saying. Here's what Dutch is saying.
Now he's signing.
About me.
Oh, there you are.
Said.
Oh, that's what he said. Okay. Now, yeah.
Wait.
Yeah. How do you positive spin herpes?
Hey, you see Dutch. Dutch is back. We got him. We got him. Here he is. I got him.
I'm a fucking Check. Idiot.
Dude, I don't know what's going on with Skype these days. Can you hear me now?
Yes, yeah, we can hear you. Now. We can hear you.
Is it better?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, I pulled the Skype thing and it was just like this green bar. It lit up the entire thing on the side. I switched the input and put it back. I'm sorry.
Whatever you're saying, I don't care because I can see those beautiful boobies behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry.
Look at that bust.
Marie, or you already said it, Marie. Mitch, why are you better?
I am better than you because I am introverted and logical and I don't give a shit about your feelings.
He really doesn't.
He doesn't.
Hence why, and I've said this 1,000 times, there's no one makes me laugh harder about Mitch because I know he means it.
Oh, I agree.
When he's being a dick.
Oh, I agree.
Whereas the rest of us are dicks and we're kind of like playing a character. No, that's just Mitch. That's him.
You know what this is? We're just a bunch of fucking crazy people that only get by in the world because we have our shows. If it wasn't for the shows, we would be lunatics.
Oh, yeah. Everyone would just hate us.
They would just scream at us. But it just happens that we have some sleight of humor and that's all it takes just to lie to ourselves enough.
Sherry, why better?
I am better than you because I have the all-time perfect relationship. High five!
High five!
You guys, actually, Brett, and that
he did.
One thing he said that you guys are the perfect match for each other. So good thing for that. Bad thing for Sterling. Are you?
I'm better.
Why are you better?
Smart or funny or clever to say?
I am better than you.
Yeah, I'll bend over.
Don't stop bending. Sorry.
Or you could go to your mic, which is right there.
No,
this is better.
I am better than you because if I break up with Dutch, at least I know I'll work with Royce and Marie.
Hey, there Woo! You go. That's fine. I'll take it, especially with those new cans. And Dutch, why are you better?
Because I this is nothing funny. Like, I'm an asshole. Like, I've realized today, like, I'm a douche ass. Like, I'm not fun or
We're
funny
a bunch of broken assholes.
And I'm going to try and get better at it. So that's why I'm better.
All right, guys.
I'm working on myself. So thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you guys.
Mañana.
Banana.
Bananas. We'll see you guys with some bananas.
Banana. Banana. Tomorrow for More Like Radio. Well, not More Like Radio, but
Hippo Juice.
Tomorrow night on morelikeradio.com/live 7 to 9. Here, obviously, in the website I just named. Stop making me replete things. You guys are asshole listeners.
Replete.
I'm in an emotional state right now because I just realized I'm a piece of shit. And I don't like that.
That's impossible. We don't have emotions.
No, you don't because you're a robot. He does because that's the only thing he lives on.
No, but I'm saying you and I don't have emotions. You're one letter off.
I'm in the middle.
You're one letter
with you.
You're one letter off from me. You are one letter off from me.
You insect.
No. You are
in my quadrant.
Barely.
You will be assimilated.
Your personality is above.
I am not an organized robot like you.
Your personality is above my personality.
I towards others because I need to be right, but I'm still energetic, and I don't have to have a list of what I'm doing during that day. I think that's spontaneous.
All I hear is Kelsey's boobs.
All I hear is Kelsey's boobs, too.
That is a good point. Okay, bye.
Boobs.
That's for White. See you guys next week.